Not all electric vehicles are designed the same. Toyota Electric is built to work for you. Grounded in years of proven engineering, it feels intuitive from the start. The Toyota BZ for smooth, everyday driving. The BZ Woodland for all-terrain capability. The all-new CHR for an instant, responsive drive. It's not just electric, it's Toyota Electric. We make it easy. Toyota, let's go places.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter, from plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Pat in Cedar Grove, what's up, Pat?
Mike, what's going on?
What's happening?
Two things. One of them is very important, but I want to start with that caller a second ago about the Durant play. Aldridge definitely got under him, but if you heard Durant in his post-game conference, he just said that's how big guys are kind of uncomfortable guarding shooters out there, and they have to crowd.
I have to see it. I didn't see it. I did not see it, but I did not think.
Durant.
See, Popovich thought that the play against Leonard was dirty, and Leonard did not. And Leonard was right. It was clumsy, but it was not dirty.
And then, like, one thing, I'm in the car with my grandmother. She turned 100 years old today. I just want to put up the radio for her. Her name is Fran LaSalle. If you could just give her a shout-out. She's 100 years old. She still works to this day.
She works where?
She works at Seton Hall University.
Get out of here.
Absolutely.
What does she do?
Right with it.
What does she do?
She's in gourmet dining.
Gourmet dining?
Correct.
She works at 100 years of age.
She works. She drives to church every single morning.
No, she doesn't.
Absolutely, she does.
At 100 years old.
100 years old. She's still witty. She's still smart. She's still
get out of here.
Absolutely. We're going out to lunch in Fernandez.
You should take her out to lunch every day.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's 100 years old?
Yeah, 100 years old today.
And she's in a car with you right now?
She's right next to
you. Ask her what her secret is for her longevity.
Her secret, you could actually look it up. They just did an article on her.
What's her secret? Ask her.
Her secret, she said it in the paper, it's chocolate and coffee. She has it every single day. Dark chocolate she lives on.
Dark chocolate.
Dark chocolate she dies for.
And where does she live?
She lives in Cedar Grove.
In her own home?
Yeah, in her own home, a couple blocks away from me and my mother, so obviously we're
She lives
there.
By herself?
She lives by herself.
At 100?
Absolutely. She drives a Mercedes-Benz. She's out of her mind, I'm telling you.
Get out of here. Where'd they write a story on her?
Verona Cedar Grove Times. They just came
Look
out with
it up,
the...
Chris. I want to see this story.
Fran LaSalle.
Fran LaSalle.
L-A-S-A-L-A.
And what kind of fan is she? Is she like sports?
No, I mean...
Not really.
She likes the Cowboys because I like the Cowboys. She just wants to see me happy, but she doesn't have any.
And how long was she married? How long was her husband around?
Her husband wasn't around too much. He actually died shortly after World War II.
Wow. So she's been by herself, a widow all those years?
Correct. And she's raised three unbelievable kids. My mother's a judge, and my uncle's a lawyer, and my other uncle's a neurosurgeon.
And she's been a big factor in your life?
Absolutely.
That's amazing.
She's amazing.
That no, really, she seriously drives at 100 years age.
Yeah, we don't want her to drive far, but she'll drive to church. It's a block away. She drives every single morning to church. She actually used to drive to Seton Hall to work, but she got in an accident.
Is she active? Does she walk every day? Does she do anything every day? What was her?
She doesn't.
No, but I mean, was she always active person?
Yeah. You drive by her house. She's outside doing guard work at 98 years old.
God bless her. Tell her.
She's unbelievable.
So when is her 100th birthday?
Her 100th birthday is today. We celebrated last week at Seton Hall University. We had a little party.
And where was she born?
100. She was born
here?
Oh, where were you born? Where were you born? She was born in Newark.
In Newark?
Yep. And that's where we are.
Was she born
right
in
now.
The hospital or in the house?
In a hospital or in a house? In the house.
In the house, huh?
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, I just asked her right
God
next
God bless
to
her.
I will. I just want to turn the radio up, and if you could just give her a shout-out.
I would absolutely.
Right
turn it up right now.
All right. Thanks, Mike.
Happy birthday, and you're an amazing woman. You know that? God bless you. We hope you live to be 150. You know, that's an amazing thing. And you should anytime, tell her anytime she wants to give us the secrets to her longevity, I'm listening, okay? I want to hear it. So God bless her. What's her name again? Fran what? Did you find the story, Chris?
Yeah, I found the story. I'm going to print it out for you.
Print
Fran LaSalle.
Fran LaSalle. Fran LaSalle. 100 years old and she still works. Still works. That is unbelievable. Happy birthday, dear. That is amazing. Get me that story. I want to see it. 100 years old, she still drives to work. And still works. She's thinking of retiring soon. You guys count the days? This woman's working at 100. She's still working. That is unbelievable. They should do a feature on the TV. I'm telling you, the news should go over there today and do a feature on her. If you're Channel 2, if you're listening, I'm telling you, you should go over and do a feature on this woman today. This woman's 100 years old today, and she still works? That is amazing. And drives her car? That is unbelievable. The heck with any of us. She should be leading the news tonight at 6 o'clock. We see enough bad stuff. We can have 2 less minutes about Washington, D.C. We can have 2 minutes on Fran tonight. You know, that make us all feel better. Hear a little less about the FBI and independent counsel, you know. How about this? Cedar Grove resident reflects as she turns 100. Fran LaSalle. And how about, you know what? How about her grandson, too? He's a nice kid. How about that? You know what? All he wanted to do was promote his grandmother. God bless him. Fran LaSalle of Cedar Grove looks back at her 100 years. She doesn't know why people make a fuss over her. What are you kidding me? Why we make a fuss over her? She still works at 100 years of age. 100th birthday, her family planned to celebrate the milestone. She was born May 19th, 1917, has spent the majority of her life in Cedar Grove. And was born and raised in Newark. 1 of 9 children. She was born Fran Crescenzo. She attended St. Joseph's School. And in 1946, she married Anthony LaSalle. They had 3 children. They moved to Cedar Grove in 1960. She worked as a seamstress. Anthony passed away in 1969. And she started working with Gourmet Dining at Seton Hall University in 1990. She still works there at 100 years old. She still works. That is that is unbelievable. Joey, now you got something to look forward to.
That means she was at Seton Hall when I was a student there. Joey, I don't even know who she is.
You should go find her, okay? On one of those shows you do on one of those news stations, you should do a feature on her.
It's people working here who are one-third of her age and don't do any work.
And complain. I mean, come on. I mean, Mink's out all week this week. This lady's 100. She comes to work every day. What the heck? He's 60 years old. Can't come to work anymore.
You know what's most amazing? She's still only seen 2 Ranger Cups in all those years.
Yeah, that's it. Get out of here. Get out of here. No update. Get out of here. I'm talking about Fran here. I never would want to sit home and look at 4 walls. God bless her. How about that? This lady's my hero. I'm telling you, 100 years old. Think about it. She drives her own car. She goes to work. She's 100. I don't want to stay home and look at 4 walls. I'm telling you, that's what America needs. More ladies, more people like this. Fran LaSalle. If I'm running the news tonight on Channel 2, I'm doing a feature on her. Take 2 minutes out of your Washington coverage. We're sick of it anyway. How about that? 100 years of age and good job. How about a grandson calling up? You know what? All he wanted to do was promote his grandmother. That's amazing. That is unbelievable. You know, Mrs. Med is 86, and she's amazing. She drives everywhere. She still goes to the games all the time. She stays 9 innings, and I think that's amazing. She's 86. She's a kid compared to this lady. This lady's 100. You know what they both have in common? They go to church every day. I'm telling you, this lady goes to church. Mrs. O goes to church. Something to be said for that. I'm telling you, that's why they're both here. 100 years of age. Happy birthday. That's my hero, Fran LaSalle. God bless her. Back after this.
Are you really buying a car online on Auto Trader right now?
Really?
At a playground?
Yeah, really. Look at these listings from dealers.
Wow, your search can really get that specific.
Really?
And you just put in your info and boom, car's in your budget.
Mom needs a second, honey.
You can really have it delivered?
Really? Or I can pick it up at the dealership.
Mom! One sec, sweetie.
Mommy's buying a car.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Kyle, again? Really?
Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really?